We think about why WPC matters. We've been talking all fall about why faith matters, why grace matters, why gratitude matters. And today we talk about why church matters, this particular gathering of God's people. And so I'd like to ask our speakers for Loyalty Sunday to come forward now and have a seat up front here. A little earlier, we read the mission statement for Wildwood Presbyterian Church about serving Christ with open minds and open hearts and open hands. And you have noticed, I think, in the last few weeks, the new banners that right around the entrance to the church that talk about just that, about why we're here. And so now we read these words from the prophet Micah, who says this about why it is that we are here. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. What does the Lord require of you? But to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And today we have three speakers, Andy Fry, and then Jim Love, and then Laurie Twarowski, who will talk about why WPC matters to them. And we're going to start with Andy Fry, but I don't see Andy. Oh, there he is.
Good morning. My name is Andy Fry, if you don't know me. And I am a middle school youth leader, so that's why I'm not here with you this morning. I am actually on a retreat with our middle school kids, having a blast, and being sleep-deprived. When Greg asked me to tell my story and why I believe in Wildwood, it was an honor, and also I felt a little pressure because on Commitment Sunday, you want to make sure that you have someone who can make an impact on why you should make an impact. And so I had to think about, you know, what do I want to say that could reach out to you? And so I started thinking about it, and I had all these different things, and I couldn't quite put my finger on what I wanted to say. But I was looking at Facebook, actually, last night, and I saw a picture of a middle school youth leader that meant something to me. And it brought back why I care about Wildwood. My wife and I are expecting our first child, and we wanted a church that valued youth. We walked through the doors, and we saw a wing that was half the church that was dedicated to youth and bringing youth closer to God. And being a pastor's kid and having my mom be a youth director, I understood what that means to children, to have a place where they can grow in God's love. So when Greg asked me, I said, you know, okay, I'll do this. But what really stood out to me was, again, coming back to my middle school youth that I work with on a weekly basis is the reason why I'm in. And it took someone in my life, this person I saw last night on my Facebook account, to reach me. And so if I can reach one of the middle school kids, that's why I'm here. Greg invited me the first week that we walked into church to go out to coffee. And he said, what do you like to do? And I said, I like working with middle school kids. And his eyes went, phew. He's like, are you serious? Are you crazy? And who would have thought that 3 years later, I'd be out on youth retreats with these kids saying, hey, I'm in. I love this church. Wildwood is a place for youth and children of all ages. You know, Jesus said at one point, let the children come to me. And this church lives it and breathes it. I'm Andy Fry, and I'm in. These are my middle school kids.
Good morning. My name is Jim Love. My wife and I joined Wildwood Presbyterian Church in February 2008. And like so many of you, we have enjoyed our time here as members. My family has a long tradition as being members of Presbyterian churches. My grandparents on both sides, my father's side and my mother's side, were members of the same Presbyterian church. My mother tells the story that her family would not let her date until she was 16 years old. But they made an exception for that nice young boy from church named Jim Love, my father. 6 years later, my parents were married, and they went on to have 5 children. My parents took us to church, and we attended Presbyterian churches wherever we lived. My grandmothers taught Sunday school. My father taught Sunday school and served on the session. We as children attended Sunday school and worship services. Church was an ever-present part of our lives. When I went through confirmation and met one-on-one with the minister, I told him that I was a Christian and I believed in God and Jesus. But I told him I wondered that if I had been raised in another faith, such as Jewish or Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist, wouldn't I most likely have held their beliefs? My minister's response seemed appropriate then and still seems appropriate today. He said that if I believed in God and Christianity and Jesus, I should acknowledge my faith, be confirmed, and join the church. He said I had that my entire life to live, to learn, and to examine my life and beliefs. Since that time, I have lived and hopefully learned. I have studied world religions and psychology and tried to learn as much as I can about Christianity and Jesus. All these years later, I still find that the Christian religion and the Presbyterian Church still match my beliefs. After being confirmed, I went on to be a leader of my church youth group. After college, I became a youth group advisor. I met my wife at our church, and we were married at that church. Our minister started a social group for young couples. The friends we made in that group are still my friends to this day. From that young couples group became the person who's still my wife's best friend and the person who is like a second parent to my children. At that church, we baptized our children. I taught Sunday school and served on the session. The church was the center of our lives. My parents and family were there, and family events evolved around church holidays and events. Like so many of you, since we have joined Wildwood, we have had the opportunity to appreciate what a wonderful church this is. It is a congregation of friendly, caring people. I enjoy meeting new people as I attend worship and participate in church activities. Each week at church, I come away inspired by the people I talk to and by the way I observe them interacting with each other. I am inspired to learn about the lives of the members of this church and the things they do outside of church. Good people doing good things with their families, at their work, and in the community. The church and its members make so many contributions to our community, such as PADS, Habitat for Humanity, extra care and mission trips. These are only a few. I know you all could add many more. There's no doubt that Greg and Kathy Bostrom have been a major part of the wonderfulness of this church. We were immediately impressed by their obvious love of God and their love of the people of this church. They have welcomed us into the church and into their lives. They have shown care and concern for us that has been genuine and appreciated. I will miss them greatly, as I know everyone will. But they are leaving us with a great gift, their lives as examples of how to strive to be the best Christians we can be and the best church members we can be. They have shown us by their lives how much good can be accomplished with faith and love. I wish them well in their new calling and thank them for their many years of service and for their personal friendship. I feel good about being a member of this church because of the Presbyterian system of church decision-making. I have been a member of many churches that have transformed to new pastors. As Presbyterians, we are, as a local church, will get to choose and vote on our new pastor. I am optimistic that our church leaders and committees will make good choices and represent our interests well. These processes will help the congregation move forward after thanking the Bostroms for their years of service. We are fortunate to have Greg Dana and Jill Paulson. They have many talents that they bring to Wildwood Presbyterian Church. Their contributions have already been significant. We are so blessed to have them with us. Our leadership in music continues to inspire us under the leadership of Sandy Gravett and Rick Lowe. As a member of the Christian Education Committee, I had the opportunity to watch Kathy Gilmore work as our Christian Education Director. Not only is Kathy a skilled leader, but she is able to coordinate the many, many talented and dedicated individuals who work with our Christian education programs. From youth worship leaders, Sunday school teachers, youth group leaders and Vacation Bible School leaders, and so many more. We are indebted to these individuals who do these tasks and to Kathy for leading them. But Wildwood Presbyterian Church has wonderful leadership, but it also has members who make tremendous contributions, members of the session, members of our many committees, and all of our dedicated members. Wildwood Presbyterian Church is a church that will continue to serve its members and the community. I'm inspired by our worship services and sermons and music. Opportunities to contribute to the church mission are abundant. Gene and I are glad to support the programs of the church through our yearly pledge. We are also happy to support the cost of this beautiful building that is our church home through our participation in the Pay It Forward program. I guess that means we're in. Our daughter Jennifer and her husband Ryan will be joining the church this fall. They will be baptizing their first child, Owen, here. I believe that Wildwood will be for them and their family what church I grew up in was to my family. I thank all of you, members of Wildwood, including Kathy and Greg Postrom, for making this church a special place, both now and in the future. And I look forward to being a part of it. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So November is my 25th anniversary. I joined WPC in November of 1989, 25 years ago. Now, when I said anniversary, you probably thought wedding, which I did. I celebrated my 25th wedding anniversary last year. And in a way, joining a church and a church family is a lot like getting married. Wait a minute, I gotta put on my glasses. Well, there you are. Hi. Oh, good morning. No, I'm sorry. Nope, that's not going to work. All right, anyway. Getting married. Okay, you add new people and new experiences to your life, and you figure out what it is you're going to bring to that relationship, to that new family. You go through a myriad of experiences that are joyful and exciting and turbulent, and you have growth spurts, and you have loss, and you have awesomeness, and you have heartbreak, and it's wonderful. And through all of that, you really find your niche, and it's hard work. But it got me to thinking about the niches that I've found here at WPC. You know, what do I bring to this relationship? I'm in the choir. Oh, and so I made a list. Ready? Okay. I'm in the choir. I've worked with pads. I taught the 2 and 3 year old Sunday school class. I've been a deacon and was in charge of the infamous candlelight picnic. Remember that one? Okay. I wrote a curriculum for children's worship. Along with Kathy Gilmore, I've taught, written for, directed, danced, and played for several years at Vacation Bible School. Hello! Hi, Mary Mukow. You know what I mean, if you know what I mean. Okay. I was on the pastor nominating committee for Greg and Kathy. Cindy Bellick and I led the food group that then became Wild Faith. And then years later, I led Wild Faith. I've been a camp advisor at Saugatuck. I'm on the Eastertide committee. One of my greatest pleasures right now is working with Susan Bradford Smith in bringing liturgical dance to worship. I taught confirmation class. I signed up for So Wild, you know, the S-E-W Wild, because I thought it sounded so nice, even though I haven't been able to make any of their meetings and I really can't sew. But that's like one of my goals. I've been a confirmation partner, worked the food pantry, been a judge at the chili cook-off. God, it's so good. Worked on 2 building campaigns. I helped Kim Curtis introduce the handbell choir, or the handbells, to the congregation. I interpreted communion in American Sign Language. Misty Austin Wessels and I started the Whammies. I've been an usher, a liturgist, a greeter. I've done the angel tree. When my kids were really little, we always took the day off and went into the Busy Bee Christmas party so that they could watch the kids open the gifts they had bought for them, and it was like their favorite part of Christmas. I've done the Project Christmas Child boxes. If you ever want to hear a great story, the best story about God's timing, ask me or Greg about two of the benches out in the Memorial Garden. It's an awesome story. I won't tell it today because I only get 6 minutes. One of the very first things I ever did at WPC was go on a Harold and Carol Flood road rally, which was awesome. In 1997, I spoke at Loyalty Sunday. I was the newbie back then. I was the Andy Fry. And this year, I am helping out in the high school Sunday school class. Awesome. But of all the niches that I've filled here, my favorite is being a mom, bringing up two kids in this church. This is what they looked like in 1997. And this is what they look like now. You all are responsible for that. And all I can say is thank you. Now, I did not list all of these things to toot my own horn. And you certainly don't have to be short attention span theater like me and jump from thing to thing to thing. But I hope you've found your niche here in this family. You know, why did your faith bring you here? What do you bring to this relationship? You know, I understand there are times that the best you can do is to just get here so you can sit down before you have to go back out. And that's right, and that's good. And maybe your list runs as long as mine, or maybe your list is really short, but you did that thing for a very long time. And now you want to sit back and relax. And thank you for that. Look at what your work has done. And that's right, and that's good. Maybe your list is just getting started. Maybe you don't know where to start. Well, just look here, or just make eye contact with Kathy Gilmore. Oh, I just made eye contact. Oh, I'm on a new committee, I know. Of all, you know, all of the things I've done here and learned here have oozed out into my everyday life, and what I've learned there has helped me here. And when life and faith and life mix so much, they become one and the same. What is my faith? Guided by God, this list is my faith. This family, this faith, it's my life.
Pray with me. Gracious God, for all that has been here at WPC these last 60 years, we say thank you. For all that will be, we say yes. Amen.